Good evening, everybody. This is Deb Droz, and this is Martha Beck Life Coach Training October 2015 Cohorts Last Class. This is the wrap-up call. You guys are graduating. You are fully trained Martha Beck Life Coaches, and I'm just so excited for you all. I remember this part of the journey, and I remember how excited and nervous and thankful and grateful and sad and happy and all those different feelings toward the end of the training. So tonight we're just going to get together and talk about all that. Today is, I should say the date, today is August 1st. So first day of August, you still have the rest of your summer to just wrap things up for yourself, or however quickly you want to wrap them all up. And tonight we can talk a little bit about logistics and still things that are happening for you and what's going on and some of the things you need to know about, and then just any questions that you might have as you go forth as a Martha Beck coach. So to start, what I'd really like to do is just go around, and anybody who wants to shout out, that'd be great. You can say your name, which is helpful. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. But I'd love to know, hear from you, any feelings that you're having on this last call about the training ending, any insights you've gotten over these past months, any ahas, you know, what you're feeling right in this moment. Would anybody like to share?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Who is this? Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
Bridget. Hi. I'm feeling a little kid that could just start running around in circles, and I am taking the metaphor I just used earlier with my family. I made the announcement that I'm quitting my job tomorrow morning.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Why, thank you. And I'm not scared. And I told them I'm either crazy. I'm not really sure. But it just feels completely right with me. And the metaphor is my toes are at the edge of a cliff. I see beautiful, clear water. I'm scared to jump, but then I jump, and all the way down, I'm so happy.
Oh, I love that. How beautiful that is.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. First thing, first off, that's great. I'm sure that there are people on this call that share that kind of feeling. I'm sure there are people that don't. Well, I'm not sure of anything, actually. So you guys are going to have to tell me. Anybody else want to share?
Nor am I. And, yeah, so that's all.
Thank you, Bridget, so much. Anybody else like to share what they're feeling or any insights or ahas they have at this point in the training, at the end of the training?
I can go.
Okay.
It's Amy. How are you?
Hello, Amy. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. And congratulations, Bridget. That's so exciting. I started sobbing like a fool as I was dialing the number for the last time.
Aww.
Yeah. And it just brought up, I'm just kind of like, it's not a scared cry. It's kind of like a holy shit, this is over, cry. And it's like, it went by so fast. But, yes, there's been so much growth. I mean, ahas, Deb, I can't even count. Just so many amazing things that happened through the course of the last 9 months. And I think just dialing that number for the last time was like, whoa. I always knew it was real, but now it's like, it's real. And I just actually did my Facebook page today, my professional Facebook page.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I just threw a post out about that, letting people know when I'm watching, like, you know, the likes come in. Not that there's a lot, but you know how it is. And it's just like, oh, my God, like, this is happening. And so it's just a lot of mixed emotion, more excitement than anything else, but also a lot of, like, I feel like I'm on the brink of something really amazing.
It's, you're on the brink of something what?
Really amazing.
Yeah, really amazing the rest of your life, huh?
Yeah.
The rest of your life as a life coach. And so it's not surprising at all that you're having all this emotion and tears, and there were several of those on the call this morning who were brave enough to speak about it, because tears can be the end result of almost any emotion we can feel, whether it's joy or sad or grief or anger, just plain happiness. So right on, perfect. Perfect shedding of all those different emotions, and nice that you're feeling them, because that's big. It's really big what you guys have accomplished. The personal growth alone from learning how to be a life coach can be stunning. So, and it will serve you for years and years to come. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Anybody else like to share?
Hi, Deb. This is Donna Peterson.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I do feel lost because I really looked forward to every Monday.
Ah.
And every class and every, you know, all the work that we did each week. Just, you know, kept making me a better and better person and making me understand myself better. So any words of advice on how to keep that going? I mean, certainly I can read self-help books and things like that.
You can be more of a self-help book junkie than you already are, right?
Yeah,
I think that's a common denominator among many of us, is the self-help book junkie. But those are so much more interesting sometimes than fiction, so... but no, I have even better ideas than that. And we can talk about that right now before I get anybody else's input. So thank you, Donna, for bringing that up. You know, one of the things that you guys have all been invited to the Facebook page. So you've been invited to the MBI Coaches Village. Chris sent out a note a couple days ago, and then today she sent out a note with a new link. I guess the old link wasn't working very well, or just sometimes. And so go join that. That is over 1,000 coaches strong. And it's a really good place for support and asking questions. And what you learn on that Facebook page, too, is when all the quarterly calls with Martha are, and you guys get to listen to all those already, but this is where they'll be announced. That's where any of the Coach Spot calls will be announced, along with Inquiry Power Hour. So that's a really good resource right there, and just connecting with coaches you don't even know, and that can be a lot of fun. You know, you guys got to go to a meet and greet that had two different cohorts attending, and that's really good. But what you'll find is so many of the coaches that are on the village, they went to meet and greets that were only their cohort. So it's really a lot of fun, as you guys know, to meet the people in another cohort that are part of the training. So that's one source. Getting on Coach Spot. You guys were invited to Coach Spot way back in the beginning, about a month after training started. So make sure you join if you haven't. Coach Spot is another great place for connection. Oh, my God, just such a wealth of resource for you guys, too. I think every quarterly call with Martha has been recorded, and it's out there in an archive somewhere. The other thing that's out there, all the Coach Spot calls that any of the coaches have ever had to practice, it's a great place to hold a workshop, a telecourse, anything you want to practice with your fellow coaches in a nice, safe environment. So that's also a great resource for you guys right now. And then last but not least, it's a very intimate resource for the October cohort, and that's your own Facebook page. So what I'd love to see you guys do is carry that forward and really make use of it. You can always come back to the family, so to speak. You can come back to the fold, and you can have conversations on there with the people you've been in training with. You can get shared wisdom. You can share things you want to share. You know, you guys can make of it what you want. What I'll be doing in a couple of weeks is asking for volunteers to become the admins, and then Abigail and I will slip out of the group. So it truly is yours, totally private. You make of it what you want. So just keep that in mind when I get out there and ask for, I'd like to have at least 2 to 3 admins, and so first come, first serve. And what I'd like to do is make sure that as you go forward, if anybody doesn't want to be an admin after a time, you know, you can round robin it. You can share that. And when you've had enough of doing it and you don't want to do it anymore, you can just ask somebody to take your place. And it's very easy to hand over the reins. And it's just a matter of making sure that people, only people who belong, can get onto the page. So if not everyone has joined by now that was in the training, I don't know how you check that unless, I wonder if you actually get a list in the bundle that Sandra's creating for you, a list of all the participants. That would be a good thing. I think I'll write myself a little note about that just so you guys can have that and whoever's admin can check if anybody wants to join. So does that feel helpful, Donna?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, it does. Thanks so much, Beth.
Okay. Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, we're trying to build that sense of support from the very beginning. So I hope it is helpful. And you guys can always circle back and ask me any questions that you need to ask as you go forward, but you'll probably have all the support that you want and need in those three sources too. So, anybody else want to share? It's really funny. Sometimes I think the evening group is quiet because it's been a long day.
Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So nice to hear your voice. I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm feeling really sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of mixed emotions. And it kind of almost feels like anticlimactic right now because I'm not ready. I'm not ready and, oh, I feel emotional.
It's okay. You're among friends.
And because, like, I feel like I've been thrown into kind of the fire in the last.
You were, definitely.
Training, in the last half of the training, so it just kind of felt like I haven't been able to take advantage of this amazing training. So now I'm, like, sad. Like, damn it. I'm happy I'm finishing, but it's like, oh, I haven't, you know, done as I wanted to do. I haven't taken advantage of the program as much as I wanted to. I mean, and so those things are coming up for me. And I'm sad.
Yeah, and I can understand that. Sorry, you've had a lot going on, and I think most of the entire group knows that. Tell me where I'm wrong.
I think so.
I think so. And so, you know, you're among a really supportive group. You're among friends. And here's the thing that's brilliant about this training. You have made friends that you will keep for years and years and years. And even now, even with those thoughts that you're thinking, you are not behind, not in any way. You took as much advantage of the training as you could. In many ways, you couldn't have been in a better place than you were when the shit hit the fan for you, you know?
Yeah.
So that was brilliant on levels I can't even comprehend. And it's always going to be here for you to go back and review and do just as you want to do in the time that you want to do it, taking your time and being kind to yourself as you do that. So, you know, Sandra's bundling everything. The one thing I want to tell you guys, so she has that bundle and she's going to, and this may help you feel a little better, Sai. So she's going to bundle all the resources, so all the worksheets, all the demo audios, everything that's out there, she's going to put it in a bundle, zip it up, and give you access if she hasn't already done that. She may have already done that. And then what you guys need to do is download any of the classes you want to download. You've got 3 months to do it. The site will not close until I think it's November 1st is what I read this morning. In fact, I can go look at that right now and double check that for you guys. But I wouldn't delay. The site will close after November 1. I would assume November 1 is the date. But download all the class recordings, not just Coach the Coach, but all the other classes. And I would download every recording. You guys probably, who had me for Coach the Coach 1, you probably remember me telling you, go listen to all the different instructors as they teach, because you're going to learn things new and different things from the different instructors. So, Sai, you can have all of that at your fingertips to just listen to in your own good timing. And you're not going to be too late. And when and if you're ready to get certified at any time, you get assigned a Master Coach Mentor, and you will be good to go. Does that help at all?
Yes. I think I just needed to share that. It feels,
of course,
feels better. Just kind of let it out.
Of course, and feel free to let it out and find ways to honor that in yourself, because there may have been others on the call too that had a rough year that we don't even know why, you know, or life interferes. It does. And you start, you know, we told you this at the beginning too, all your crap comes up. So it's coming at you on multiple levels in challenging ways and in delightful ways.
Mm-hmm.
So be kind to yourself. Reach out to your fellow cadets as you have been doing. And I see nothing but good for you, Sai, in the future.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you for your kind words and your just kindness.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you for sharing that tonight. I know that was probably difficult, and I appreciate you sharing.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to share?
Hi, this is Saskia.
Hi, Saskia.
Hi. Sai, I just also wanted to say I am feeling very similar, kind of like, oh, my gosh. Like, everything got in the way. Like, I can't believe I didn't take better advantage of it, and it feels like life just kind of fell apart. But then, Deb, what you said also, it's like it also couldn't have been better timing to have every Monday to kind of have that. So I'm glad to hear that the resources are still out there and I can kind of slowly plug along. But there is kind of a like, oh, what a bummer. I can't believe I did so little, but maybe it's not true that I did so little. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say you might want to question that thought a little bit because just being here, being on this call tonight, you know, you didn't have to attend this call very often. How many people skipped the last class, you know? I think, tell me where I'm wrong, that you may be being extra hard on yourself. And again, be kind to yourself. There's nothing about perfectionism here. It's about doing the training the way you get to do it. And if nothing else, you know, I hate to sound all luxury, but this is what life is. Life happens. Things that you don't plan happen. And again, you were in a great spot and you can take it forward and it's not being taken away. So yeah, the learning site is going to be gone, but you still have your connections. You still have all the resources. And yeah, it's sad. But you guys that are feeling kind of sad, I want you to reach down a little bit because there's such a fine line between sadness and grief and pure joy. And I think you might even be able to find the pure joy behind the sadness. And so I don't know if that's any help, but just think about it. And don't be hard on yourself. Mama Deb is telling you, don't be hard on yourself.
I mean, I think that that's actually one of my ahas that it reminds me, and just something that I really appreciate about the course is this incredible kind of womb holding of acceptance that is just kind of feels like it's woven into the course, where it's so much of, it's okay, you're doing it just perfectly, and it's kind of finding our own voice and our own way and being really kind and gentle, and it's just a beautiful course in that way too. I think that I've never experienced learning that way, and it's amazing, you know, and if I can just take that into my life, that's like the best lesson of all.
Yeah, I suspect you already have in many ways you probably don't even recognize yet. You've probably taken it into your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something, if I get a chance, I'll forward what you just, in fact, I can forward many of these things on to Martha. But, you know, she has her ideas about education in this culture and how she'd like to see it changed. And if anybody would know, it would be Martha with all her degrees. And, you know, she was a student for years and years and years, and still is, of course, of life. And so to know that the way she and Abigail have structured the training and the kindness that is brought to it and the safety, that's really good to hear, and I'm glad it's made a difference. So thank you very much, Saskia, for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, anybody else want to share? Okay, well, as we go forward, I'll just, you know, if you want to share anything, just shout out, and that'll be totally fine, or ask any questions or have any concerns about going forward. And but let's talk a little bit right now. I told you about Coach Spot, and we talked about the Facebook page and how that's going to be turned over to you guys. And, you know, those things really can become your own, your very own support structure, and the Facebook, the Village Facebook page. The other thing you guys know from Facebook, there's so many other different groups. The thing that you'll find once you get to the MBI Coaches Village, there will be sharings on there about the different Facebook pages that will help with business suggestions or questions. There's even a Facebook page, and you guys may already be part of these, I don't know, that lets coaches, you know how most pages say, no marketing, no marketing. This Facebook page is for coaches to market their stuff. So you'll even find out about things like that through the Village, and that's kind of fun. The other thing is that I guess I want to talk about is certification just a little bit. I know we've gone over that in other calls and in the Q&A call, but let's talk about it again. So there's no time limit on certification. You guys, as long as you have all the requirements met, you guys can get certified next week. You can get certified 10 years from now or any time in between. So what will happen is that you will just make sure that you met the certification requirements, and you can find that stuff. Oh, let me mention one other thing about CoachSpot. The videos, all the stuff from the training site, the videos are always out there on CoachSpot. So that's another thing. You can always watch those wonderful videos with Martha out there. You can't download them, but they will be there for you to look at. The other thing that I don't know if you know about CoachSpot that just I just got reminded of is once a year they put all new content out there for you. I think it's in January. So if there's any new content next year or worksheets or class content that's new, you will get that out on CoachSpot. So you're always kept up to date for years to come. So let's see, certification. You'll go out to CoachSpot and look up the certification guidelines, and I think you guys have a little bit of a different guideline than what's going forward, which is kind of cool. So you will have to just meet the requirements of the coaching hours, and when you are ready to be certified, you call Jen Falfi, Martha's VA, for setting up a time. You'll pay her the certification fee, and then she will connect you with a master coach who will be your mentor. So Jen is the VA now. She's the assistant now, but that could change in years to come. So whoever it is, all you have to do is look on CoachSpot to find out who to contact. You'll be assigned to a master coach, and they will actually take you through a written tool review, and then they'll make sure that you get the gist of all the tools, that you may have to re-answer some questions. It's not a test, but they will help you if there's any fuzziness or a place where they think you might misunderstand something, and they will go over it with you and make sure you get it, and then you coach the master coach, and you'll get feedback from them in that coaching call. And so if there's anything that you don't understand, they will just work with you until you do. It really is a mentorship, and it's a lovely thing to partake of. So I hope you all don't get nervous about it and that you look forward to it. It will be, I think it'll be a lot of fun. So, let's see, what else do I need to talk to you about here? The survey. We would love you to take the survey. I put the link out on announcements on the learning site, and I also put it on your Facebook page. So please go to that link and fill in the survey, and you'll get a gift recording from Martha, an MP3. When you're done with it, and please do make an effort. We love your feedback. The training just gets better and better every year because of the feedback of you guys. So I appreciate you taking that. We actually gather all the data. put it together and make use of it. So there's that too. Let's see. Do I have anything else that is on my list here? So really, right now, I don't have anything else that I need to go over with. Has anything come up? Any other questions? Anything anybody wants to share? Any concerns about going forward? What you got?
Yeah, this is Donna Peterson. We are now, as of tonight, no longer cadets. We are life coaches, correct?
You are. Martha Bach trained life coaches. And you can call yourself a trained life coach, but you can't use any of Martha's images or anything like that until you become certified.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Did you say Martha Bach trained life coach?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that information is in the use of MBI materials, and I believe that's on your learning site. It's probably also going to be bundled for you. If you want me to post the link to that, I can do that for you if you need a direct link. I can put that in the announcements forum, not the Facebook page probably, because it probably wouldn't work, because once we're outside the learning site, it won't let you back in there from an outside site. So I'll put it on the announcement forum, the link to that particular, it's also in your binder. Hold on, let me double check here.
I'm looking in the binder and it doesn't say what you just said, the Martha Bach trained life coach. It said you can't be a Martha Bach life coach until you're certified. So I was wondering what's in between cadet
Let me get the latest and greatest, because it was rewritten this winter. So let me put the latest and greatest document out there, because that's where I believe it says you can call yourself a trained coach. Okay. Or that you took the training. You can say you were trained by Martha Bach. Here, let me look. Da-da-da-da-da. You may not use any seal. Certified coaches. Okay, your title. Certified coaches call yourself Martha Bach Life Coach, or any reasonable permutation of that. You can specialize, blah, blah, blah. Master coaches. Cadets may say they are a Martha Bach coach in training, or any reasonable permutation of that. And that's in your binder on page 3. Before you get to tab 1. So it's on page 3 of use of Martha Beck's materials, name, photo, and logo. So it does say that in there.
So,
does that make sense?
Okay. I didn't see Martha Bach train life coach. I saw Martha Bach coach and training, which is...
Or any reasonable permutation of that. So I will go look at the latest and make sure... that you guys have that, the latest and greatest use of her name and materials. Will that help?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Good question.
Deb?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I put a note on the discussion group to, I forget who was the one who put the link on there for Facebook, but it didn't work for me, and now I tried the next link that, I think it was Chris put it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I tried...
Does it work?
No, each time it says that it's not available.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't get on it either.
Okay. I would try, but since I'm a member, it's not going to give me the same error message. Yes.
It's Amy. I had the same problem earlier. If you go into Facebook and up at the top of the search bar, you just type MBI Coaches Village, you'll see the group, and you can go ahead and click the join button from there.
Amy, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you go out to where Chris posted the link, where she posted both those links, and just put that in there?
Yeah.
That would be great. And then everybody can see that. And, yeah. In fact, somebody said that this morning, and I forgot about that. So, yeah, perfect. All you have to do is go search for it, MBI Coaches Village. You'll see it. You ask to join. Give them a few days to join you up. But, yeah, at least the link. Sorry about the link not working. And I'm sure Chris would like to get it. Who knows? You know, it worked.
Yeah. I just put MBI Coaches Village in the search bar, and then there was a join thing, and I just joined and it says pending.
Oh, Patricia. So it worked on Facebook. Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. So there should be two ways, and I can ask Chris to look at the link again too, because I don't know what's happening with that. So thank you. Perfect.
Amy, you definitely are a Facebook head.
Oh, maybe I smell a niche. So speaking of niches, anybody have any questions about starting your business, putting your shingle out? Or any other questions? Or if there's anybody that wants to share anything, that's totally fine right now. This class is an hour, and we can end early if you want, and that's fine. It's up to you guys. You get to use this if you'd like.
I have one question about the coaching spot. What's it? The thing I just tried to
the coach spot? Yeah, mm-hmm.
Coach. No, not coach spot.
The village?
Uh-huh. So as a newbie to all this and recognizing that I have 100 million questions that I should have asked months ago, that are all coming to me right now.
That's awesome. That's good.
Where am I going to put them? So can I, is that something that's considered part of, the general purpose for the village is if I'm using, say, a tool and I get confused or something like that, or there's an interesting experience I have with a client that I can ask about it and the way that I approach it or something without exposing the individual, of course. But
absolutely.
So that's the kind of thing that's expected, that people can put that stuff out.
People can put that stuff out there. And the only thing I do say is not marketing, no marketing, but I think I just don't take the time to go out there as often as I'd like, but mm-hmm. I think it's every other Friday they actually let you sell yourself or a program that you have or something like that. But here's my suggestion before you ask. And you're going to be, Chris probably will put, because if you have any questions about the village or any questions about Coach Spot, ask Chris. Chris Brandt, she owns both of those things. And so she will be able to answer any of these detailed questions. Just feel free to email her. That's totally fine. But my suggestion would be when you're on the Facebook page, if you have questions like that, use the search button first up at the top, because in a group like that, you can search and you have a question about the dream analysis tool. I mean, it may bring up tons of stuff, but you can read through that. It's a great reference resource that way too. So search, see if you get what you think you need. If it's way, way too much, then go ahead and ask your question and see who pops up. You can also ask ethics questions out there about any of the tools. You can ask, business questions. How did, what website, do you use WordPress, for example? You can ask questions like that. Do you use Squarespace instead of WordPress? Which one's better? And you'll get all sorts of different opinions. So, yeah, that's exactly what it's for. It's for support and sharing, and it's a great resource. Great resource. Does that help? Is that the kind of
thing? Yeah.
Okay, good. Good, good. Well, it used to be that CodeSpot also had a chat feature, but when they changed it, they had to change the platform. They didn't get the forum feature, which is too bad on one level, but really great on another, because then all the questions now go into the village. So it really is all in one place, and that's really, in the end, a better thing.
Oh, I do have another question.
Sure.
That's the coach bot, and I noticed that there's some, every so often there's something kind of different than the power, than the Inquiry Power Hour or the Colby thing. Do you just write to Chris and say that you're interested in having something there, or do you have to be a sort of...
Oh, you mean to hold a class?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you do. You say you want to schedule. In fact, there's a link on CoachSpot to schedule a class or a workshop.
Okay, and you don't have to be certified to do it.
No, you don't have to be certified to do it. There are some areas on CoachSpot for certified coaches only. But holding a workshop or a class, I don't believe that's for certified coaches only. I could be wrong. So if anybody knows, let me know. But I always forget what my ID is out there. But, or you could also just ask Chris on the learning site right now if scheduling because you can email her, or you can ask, you know, start a discussion thread on CoachSpot and ask her if indeed you can run a class as a non-certified coach. But I'm 90% sure the answer is yes.
So when can we no longer expect to get a response on the discussion forum?
You mean on the learning site?
Yeah, on the learning site.
After November 1st,
oh, okay.
When it gets shut down.
So you guys do look at it until then?
Well, I do. So, and the emails still come to me, and the emails will still be in digest format. So it should be okay. And if you want to be absolutely sure, then just go to participants and email whoever it is you want to talk to. If it's one of the instructors or Chris or Terry, or myself or Abigail, you can always get our emails from there, too.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deb?
Yeah.
Writing on that question, I got an email about Martha's quarterly call.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For certified coaches. Do I have to be certified to listen to that call as well? Or?
No, and I think Jessica answered that. I don't know if that was I'd have to go look. Let me see if that was October. I don't know if it was in October, but somebody asked that question because the CoachSpot newsletter came out and talked about Martha's. Yeah, if you got that email, you are allowed to listen.
We changed
it so that all coaches in training and certified coaches get to hear those calls. They're awesome calls.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Yeah.
I have another.
Thank you for asking that, Sai, because, I don't want people to be confused.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying. I do have another question, but Patricia sounded like she had something to ask.
It just adds on to your site. Does everybody, do you have to sign up to get those emails, or those emails just go out because we've been in the class?
No, you have to join CoachSpot to get those emails.
Oh, I did. Okay. But I guess I heard about those. I haven't received
You didn't get the email?
No, but I'll look into
Check
it.
Your spam, and then go on CoachSpot, and you can see the announcement there, too, pretty sure. And if you haven't gotten the email and it's not in your spam, send Chris a note.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you. And thanks, Sai, for letting me jump in.
Oh, sure. So my question is, so we talked about how to, like, we talked about calling ourselves life coaches, and that it was more important about, it was more important that we knew what we did, and I know what I'm offering and XYZ and all of that.
Absolutely.
And can I call myself something like conscious living coach or mindful living coach or something.
Absolutely.
That, you know, feels better on my business card rather than just saying life coach.
Absolutely. The
okay.
only restriction is using Martha's name with your title if you aren't certified. That's the only restriction. You can call yourself, you know, any kind of a, you can call yourself a life coach. You can call yourself, you know, a yoga life coach. You can call yourself, what was it you just said? It sounded really nice.
Oh, conscious living coach or mindful.
Yeah,
living coach.
I mean, I love that. Right? And you get to describe what you do and you sell
right.
your own brilliance. It's not about anything else but who you are and what you bring to your client.
Okay. Got it. Thank
cool.
you.
Good question. Okay. So anything else, you guys?
Deb, this is Russ.
Hey, Russ. How are you?
Good. Well, no, just to add to what she just asked, I have two business cards I'm putting out, one for the life coaching in general and integrative fitness, and I even have one that says Jedi Master and Life Coach. So,
I kind of like
we're,
that.
We're taking it everywhere.
Cool. So you had a question?
No, just cool. adding my two cents.
Love it. Perfect. The Jedi. I love that. Are you going to put one of your pictures on it, too, of you doing your thing?
Yeah, I'll post that on the Facebook page as soon as it comes out.
Cool. Yeah, I hope all of you are doing that. I don't remember who suggested it. It's a great idea. As you do your website, whoever suggested that, brilliant. Post your website and share it with everyone. I love that. And you start getting to refer each other, you know, when you meet a client that's not your ideal client, but you're going to have just so many that you can refer to, and that's a lovely gift from you. To any client of yours, whether you've coached them for a while or you just know from the beginning that you may not be a fit, but you can send them to others.
Hey, Deb, it's Russ again. My question is, I guess the Facebook pages and I guess CoachSpot will be the only place. Well, I already know there are people I would refer to other coaches. You know, when it comes to things like divorces or some other things, I don't feel prepared to handle. So, is that the only place? Is that the only place we will be able to contact each other? Is there? I'm kind of lost as to what kind of reference points we have for each other.
Really, it'll be the village where you're going to meet the most new people, and you'll start to get a flavor of who's out there and who coaches. Who the other place that you can look for referrals yourself, you know, for your clients, if or send a client that, you know, is not a fit for you is to the Martha Beck website. When you guys become certified, you get a listing under Find a Coach. So don't forget about that resource. And you can do a search on you know, their niche, you can do a search on location, you can do searches on names. So those really will be the two Facebook pages, your own personal one, the village, are probably, you know, the Coach Spot, I don't know how it lists everybody, and it's probably not as easy to find coaches, but as you listen to calls that people have given, you'll start to develop a sense of who does what and whose niche is what. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. However, you're not going to just know about Martha Beck Life Coaches either. So you're going to build your sphere, and as you join other Facebook pages or get to meet other people, depending on your interests, you're going to run across other life coaches. And I don't know about any of you, but after I took the Martha Beck training, I took several other trainings. So, you know, there's always been connection with new people, and that's always fun. Good question.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, we have a couple of minutes, and what I'd love for you to do is take a minute right now to just think about your intention in moving forward from a cadet to a graduate. So, you know, what is the intention you have in that transition from cadet to graduate, from cadet to Martha Beck-trained life coach, eventually to certified life coach? So think about that for a minute. I'll give you a minute to just mull that over. And then I'm just going to give you space here to voice that out loud. And if you feel moved to do so, you can start a thread on the learning site, too, of intention going forward and share it on there in written form, because that can be almost more powerful or just as powerful. I think actually speaking it out loud in front of your cohorts is a very powerful thing to do. So whenever you're ready. And you can do it one at a time. Don't worry if you talk over one another. But if you have plenty of time here to all get your intention in out loud.
Hi, this is Bridget.
Hey.
I think just living with integrity, moving forward, and whatever that looks like and wherever that takes me.
Nice.
It's Amy. I echo what Bridget just said about staying in integrity and also staying grounded.
Nice.
You know, I can see myself, you know, my intention is to stay grounded, continue, you know, TAO, and, just be in integrity.
Beautiful.
It's Sai.
Mm-hmm.
My intention is to trust myself more and more and trust the journey and the process.
Good.
Hi, it's Diane here.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'd just like to say I'd like to be the change I want to see in the world and continue working on myself so that I can hopefully influence others around me.
Lovely.
This is Russ again. I like the saying that says, and I think it's an anonymous person who said, that the life you seek is looking for you.
Like that.
Hi, my name's Ara, and from what Russ said, mine was finding the life I want.
Beautiful. The journey is half the fun.
This is Saskia.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to be gentle with myself.
Really? Any others? Well, if not, you guys, go write them up. If you're still thinking about it, it seems like it can be a pretty big intention. But congratulations to every single one of you on a journey. Well done. It's been a pleasure watching you and seeing you and meeting so many of you and just being witness to what you guys have been doing and what's been going on. And I'm grateful for you, and I wish you the best, and I will see you on Facebook. Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.